Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Money Stepper Q&A podcast. Question 91, should I repay my student loan? Today's question comes from Tamsin. She asks, my grandfather passed away at the ripe old age of 94 a few months ago. I've inherited from him enough money to pay off my student debt, around £50,000. I think this would be the sensible thing to do, but given the advantageous way student debt repayment is managed, I'm not sure if it's the best course. Also, this is the most money I've ever seen in one place. For clarity, I only pay back 9% of my earnings on my student loan when I earn over £21,000. So if I go into a graduate job at £25,000 a year, I'll only be paying back £360. However, the debt increases with inflation plus up to 3%, so I'm not sure whether I should pay it down or not. Well, Tamsin, good thinking. You're right to mention that you only pay back 9% of your earnings above £21,000. You're also right to note that the interest rate on your student loan, because it's a post-2012 loan, is between, at the lowest, RPI, and at the highest, RPI plus 3%. Now, it's RPI if you earn less than £21,000. It's RPI plus 3% if you earn over £41,000. And it's somewhere in the spectrum in between if you earn in between those two values. Therefore, your decision to repay will depend on a couple of things. Firstly, the current RPI, and secondly, the return that you can get on your money elsewhere. Now, it'll only be beneficial repaying this loan if you have no other debts with higher interest, or if you think you cannot earn more than that interest rate elsewhere. Now, I'd argue for 99% of people, both of those won't be true. Let's start with other debts. This is normally the toughest. People buy houses. People like to live in houses, don't they? And when they do, they take out a mortgage. Now, mortgage rates are currently the lowest rates that they've been in history. If you take out a mortgage, you'll probably get an interest rate of somewhere between 2 and 3%. Now, RPI currently is at 1.3%. So, the repayment on your student loan, if you're earning less than £21,000, would be less than your mortgage, but more expensive than your mortgage if you're earning £41,000. And if you're anywhere in between, it's a tight range. So with that comparison, it's often tough to pick a winner. But you need to remember that your student loan repayment terms are very favourable, which makes them better if something disastrous happens. People often explain and describe the student loans as actually a tax on your future income rather than being a loan. For example, if you lost your job, with your student loan, you simply wouldn't need to make repayments. However, if you had a mortgage, you'd still need to make your payments every month, or you'd fall in some trouble with your mortgage provider. So, based on that alone, I usually encourage people not to repay their student loan if they intend to take out a mortgage or any other debts. However, for me, the main decider and the main strength and the main argument of not repaying the student loan is what could you earn elsewhere? Now, as long as you can earn your interest rate after tax of greater than the RPI plus the percentage you're paying on your student loan, then you're effectively in a position of arbitrage where you're earning more on your investments than you'd be repaying on your debt. With savings rates and current rates currently as they are, you can actually earn guaranteed fixed returns of higher than the interest on your debt repayment. If you extend this to investing in higher risk assets, such as stocks and shares, then those returns will be even higher. So, as it stands, I personally in your situation would not repay the student loans with your grandfather's inheritance. However, that decision may change in the future, depend on changing RPI rates, changing rates in savings and investments, and any other changes to student loans that will be enforced by government policy. Just make sure that you're sensible with that cash now, that you're earning a good return on that cash now, and you won't be losing out by not repaying your student loan. Hope that helps, Tamsin.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.